help somebody get something to eat, please?
I just gave my man the last change I got. Sorry. All right.
56-year-old Mark S., who didn't want to give his last name, has been panhandling on the streets of New Haven for some 4 years. He says he has a medical condition that prevents him from working.
And believe it or not, Connecticut should be proud. It seems like a tough state, but there's a lot of nice people out here that are willing to feed you and willing to help you.
But about a block away from the empty storefront he's sheltering in stands Mark's new competition for your spare change. The city of New Haven now has four brightly coloured installations that look just like parking meters, but which accept your cash or credit card donation in an initiative called Give Change to Make Change. New Haven Mayor Tony Harp.
We thought for the kind-hearted people who really want to help people who are in need, who are homeless, that we would have a way for them to give dollars.
Harp worked on the idea with downtown merchants who want to cut down on panhandling.
What we've learned is that many of these people are professionals and that they come in, they have a certain earning target that they want to meet. And it's something that we believe detracts from our city.
The donations will go to a homelessness outreach initiative housed at New Haven's library and run by nonprofit Liberty Community Services.
I think the principal issue behind it is really education.
John Bradley heads up Liberty Community Services, which provides a range of help for the homeless. He wants the initiative to make people think.
If you're seeking to end homelessness, giving money to panhandlers may not be the solution to that.
How you educate the public is listening to that person on the street, giving them a voice.
Mark Horvath has experienced homelessness and addiction in his own past. He now runs the advocacy group Invisible People, and he's dead against the meter idea.
The meters are not going to end panhandling. They're not going to raise any significant amount of money for homeless services, and they reinforce wrong stereotypes to the general public that all homeless people are bums and lazy, and that's, oh my gosh, so wrong.
And what of New Haven's panhandlers? Some don't mind the donation meters, but back at his stance on Church Street, Mark S. is sceptical about how the cash will be used.
I'm telling you right now, I'm no rocket scientist, but I'm telling you, that is nothing but another revenue-making system for the city. I don't trust them.
Just how much revenue is also still a question. Orlando, Florida, which put up a dozen meters some 5 years ago, reports having generated around $2,500 from its program in that time. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.